Jen Shaw.
And I'm Kate O'Reilly. And you're listening to XOXO.
JK.
A show about good stuff, real stuff, funny stuff, all the stuff that happened this week.
Or weeks.
I know. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh my gosh.
Saw you at the gym yesterday.
Oh my God.
I've seen you lots of times in between, but we took a couple weeks off. So how did your move go? Moving, right?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't prepared to move. I moved to the same, I live in the same part of the city. So still Northeast Minneapolis. But I moved to like the happening part of Northeast Minneapolis. So I moved from the suburban part to like the people are outside after 10 p.m. part.
That's a big difference in the two little areas that you moved. A
little bit of a difference. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went from a house. I live in a house now, too, but it's a duplex instead. So one level duplex. And it's good. It's different, you know. But I'm sleeping at night, so that's good. You know, like sometimes when you move into a new place and your bed's not quite lined up. I have it the same way. Like if you lined my old house and my new house up, my bed would be in like the exact same spot.
Oh, wow. That's lucky.
So that feels good.
Like, that is good. That's like a huge deal. Mm-hmm. So don't think that. You know.
But it's weird because you feel like things are grounded in one place and then you take those same things and you try to put them into a new space and it just doesn't go. So I don't like how it looks. So
okay.
I was hoping maybe I could bring you over to my house and you could make it look pretty and cool.
Oh, God, I would love to.
Oh, I'm so bad at that.
No, you're not bad at it.
No, I am.
Okay. I'm good at it and I will do it.
Yeah, you are good at it because I'm sitting in your house right now and it feels very comfortable and comfortable. That's two different meanings of the word comfortable. For one, comfortable one means like warm and inviting, and the other comfortable means like comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I got you, girl.
You are so good at putting things together.
I appreciate that so much. I look at Pinterest a lot and I really have always loved like colors. I had Pinterest, analog Pinterest.
Yeah,
we call
your
it.
Binders, I remember.
Yeah, binders full of rooms.
Because I like to look at those pictures, but like here's what I do is I'll be like, okay, I think I could just take, if I go buy one thing, that's going to make this room all change up.
Oh yeah. And I can look at your stuff and then like rejigger it so it'll look really pretty in like a corner or
what if we
nook.
Don't have enough stuff? What if we have to go get stuff? I need stuff.
I'll make a list.
Okay.
You know, I'll say like, okay, we really need like, so like decorating lamp. Like is in usually happens in threes or mm-hmm. odd numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So like threes, fives. So if you have like a little group of something on a wall, mm-hmm. it should be like an odd number of things and they should be like sort of complementary with an E, right?
Okay.
So like something square, something circle, and something soft or shine, you know, sparkle and like a color.
See, it's like that. I just would never even think
about. It's just a formula. Like I'm not good at math, but I'm good at that kind of like visual balance, like geometry type math, like spatial math and that kind of like putting things together. But at any rate, I would love to do it. I could use the creative outlet right now too.
Yeah. Like this wall of shelves that you have in your living room. Is like I've envisioned this in three different places in my house.
Let's do it. It's okay. Those shelves are the $20 lac shelves from IKEA.
That's what I want.
And then I just alternated them so they look kind of like that.
Like a zigzag.
Like the zigzag, yeah. And put like one on, you know, flush to one wall and one flush to the next. And then I've always done my books in mm-hmm. color coordinated, but not all of my stuff. So I sort of added that in and I've been playing with that. There's a picture on Instagram that we'll link to of the wall we're talking about. So nobody feels left out.
Yeah. I mean, we have right now, there's nothing on the walls. Like I went from having like a home office and a bedroom to now just having a bedroom.
Okay. So you're doing like a lot of like rejiggering as far as where you do things go.
And like, I don't currently have a dining room table, but we have a dining room.
Oh,
but we have like, how do I say this? So my roommate that I live with, I think we have like really differing like ideas about, well, I don't know if either one of us has ideas necessarily, right? But like, I'm old enough to the point where I'm like, I don't want it to feel like college.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. And yep. I feel like she might be okay with that.
Right. Like whatever, as long as I can put like a box of pizza on it.
Or like just from a design perspective, you know?
Oh, got it.
Like
mismatched chairs. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And which can be really cool.
Right.
Depending on how it's set up. So.
Yeah. Okay. That'll be fun. I would love to do that. And I actually mean that.
Oh my God, you're a lifesaver. Cause honestly, like I think that I have like creative things, but not, I've never had it in that way. Like over time, I think my bedroom has gotten to be really comfortable. Not right now, but like at my old house, like I liked
right
how it felt.
You're a comedy writer, which is the pinnacle of creative type things,
but not like
so that's
this.
All you get.
Yeah. Like, but truly, I know what I like. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just don't know how to recreate it. Like I love clean lines and I love pattern, but like minimalist type, you know, and,
yeah, yeah. And, I got you.
Yeah. And so I'm always just like, oh, I love how this looks, but then I have no idea how to put pieces together to make it feel that way. And that's a real skill and a real talent. I'm always super jealous of it because...
Well, I do that a lot in my work too, you know? Like, I'm not really good at the...
I remember when we worked together and I was like, how do you make your office look so cool? And
oh,
you're like,
yeah.
Just go buy some colored paper and put it up on a wall. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Well, I worked there for the time that they weren't painting walls because they were about to start the renovations.
Yeah.
And so I just went and bought like two big sheets of... at an art store, like two big mm-hmm. sheets of handmade paper that look like essentially like wallpaper.
Right.
And hung them up right by where I looked on my desk so I could
I feel
have
like
a little
I could
color.
Employ you in that department too, because at my job I have an office, right? And on the I have like a brownish wall, like a tan wall.
Okay. That's and already then, a red flag.
Well, the brown is like a painted wall. So it's okay. A little more brown than your gray. So it's actually like a nice.
Oh, good. Okay.
Color. And I have two windows and The accent color that I have in there is lime green. So I have three lime green chairs in there. And then I bought this like little, it sounds bad, but it actually looks
I could see it working.
Pretty okay.
Yeah.
So like neutral colors basically. And then I have this little table that I bought from Patina. That's like a teal that sits next to a green chair. So it actually looks pretty cute. Cool, but I have zero things on the wall except for a really big white board that has papers attached to it.
I could see, you know, I could see, especially for your office, taking something like one of those old paintings and then like almost like analog photoshopping some like kittens into like a landscape.
Oh my God, who am I?
That would be perfect for you because it would make you laugh.
I pigeonholed myself. Two people posted cat underwear onto my Facebook wall and I was like, oh shit. This is who I am now.
Or something. I don't mean it has to be kittens, but I could imagine that.
I'm wearing the cat underwear.
Like an analog Photoshop situation with like an old vintage a landscape painting plus something really funny, like maybe just like a picture of like Kelly Kapowski in like peeking out from behind a tree.
I like it.
Right? Yeah. I could see that in your office.
Or like a 90210 original cast.
Oh my God, Donna on her bed in her white lingerie.
Oh, barf. Oh my God, my boss would love that.
So, and you got your Wi-Fi set up. So how about other things besides pretty things? Are all the functional things set
up? Yeah, I did get my Wi-Fi set up. I named it The Gym. So when you come over, like I posted this on Facebook, I was like, I named my internet The Gym. So if you guys want to come over and use my gym sometime, you can. I have a home gym. And then the password is ridiculous, which if you come by my house and you need to use free internet, you can use this password. It's Do You Even Lift?
The Gym. Do You Even Lift?
Oh,
that
God.
That is also who you've become.
Yeah, I know. Do you even live, bro?
Oh my God. We had a good workout last night, speaking of the gym.
We did.
Yeah, that was fun. I'm getting into a really good cycle.
Good.
It's nice. It took me a while.
Yeah, I know. It does.
It does. And I just think I was too hard on myself at mm-hmm. first. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put it on and I'm going to try and do this and make it work every week. And now I've been like adding a visit every week.
Good.
It's actually working.
You come to crave that time. Like, I have to go after work. Like, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts, because my brain and the amount of stress that happens at work, like, I have to shed it off.
Yeah.
And good. That's what does that for me. But
well, and the structure and routine of it is mm-hmm. good. Going at the same time and potentially seeing some of the same people, yeah. or just knowing that, like, I'm going Fridays at 11:32, and in addition to the other ones, and I made an appointment for acupuncture at 1. Yep. So then on Fridays at 1, I get to take an hour-long acupuncture nap, and so then great. I'm, like, great for the yep. weekend, right? I've taken a nap. The kids come home, like, 3:30, 4.
You got a weekend ready to go.
I'm ready.
Beyonce.
So did you... So, and then the kids are back to school, so that was one thing, too, like, just making structure and making sure I'm fitting these things in now that they're... You know what I mean? Like, there's a yeah. finite amount of time that they're gone. So you have to do that.
So I was kind of jealous of you because I'm always kind of jealous of you, but that's the kind of friendship that we have that's a good friendship when you can tell someone that you're jealous of them, but you mean it in like the best way. It's not like a secret mean green kind of
like jealousy. Stuff you're like working towards.
Yeah,
like you
went to see Taylor Swift.
I did.
Oh my God. Was it so good? Okay. First of all, everyone posted so many videos of the show.
The show was phenomenal.
Did you cry?
I did not cry, but I sang every lyric from the start of the show to the end of the show. I knew every single song.
Really?
Yes.
That's...
I did. I almost surprised myself. No, I didn't get a t-shirt. I looked, but I didn't love anything. And I thought...
Did she have like a million brands of things that were there? Like, was there like a Keds thing that I saw? Or like...
She did.
Seems interesting.
Like, it wasn't on the screen or on the stage, but it was in the entry.
Yep.
There was like a Diet Coke thing.
God damn.
And Keds thing. I think those are her two major things, sponsors. But the show was absolutely phenomenal. It was like just down to the last... detail, everything was perfect. They had like a rotating cantilevered runway that spun pretty, like it was like booking.
Yeah, I saw that in a video.
Like, I took a lot of videos, mostly just to show my boys and Kyle, and you know, just to like remember it myself. But man, it was phenomenal.
And her outfits, she looked so good.
They were beautiful, and
she just is beautiful. I mean, like,
she's so, you know, great.
She looks beautiful, but also like. I feel like her energy is beautiful.
It is.
You know?
There wasn't a second where you were like, she's faking.
Yeah.
She's like, just like so excited to perform and be doing this for her living. And
because like I went to see Lady Gaga a few times. I know. And
I went to see her last fall.
Yeah. And then, but see, I did not like the show last fall because I was like, all right, give it up for a second. Here's the thing. When she was like, I do this for you, my fans. I just love you. And I was like, I'm not buying this like one bit, you know? And it felt insincere to me. And like, I just don't get that vibe from Taylor. I was like, in fact, I remember I turned to the person I was with and I was like, man, you know what? She can just like take herself a little less seriously for a second.
Right.
And I don't get that vibe from Taylor Swift. Like, she's like, I don't give a fuck. You know, like, she just does what she wants to do. And
yeah,
like,
it seems like it. And, you know, she played 3 shows here. The Saturday show was the first show she booked. And then that sold out. And she booked then the Friday night show and the Sunday night show. And I got tickets on the... We all, like, my girlfriends and I coordinated that 10 a.m., whenever that day was. Mm-hmm. And we all just tried to get tickets, all of us. And then we stayed on a group chat together to see who got the best tickets. And there's always like a few of us who get tickets, you know, who are like assigned to that role. So I got the best tickets and bought 4. That was the max. And then but everybody ended up getting them and we all met beforehand. And this is the kind of same group I go to Mexico with. But everybody was in such a great mood going in. And I didn't become a fan of hers until the last album, the Red album. Yeah. Like, I wasn't a fan of hers since the beginning at
Do
all.
Do you remember, though? I remember her being, like, young and singing that Tim McGraw song at the CMAs to Tim McGraw. Yes. And I remember for some reason, like, that, seeing a video of that, like, when it was happening or whatever. And I was like, who's this girl? Like, that's pretty
when
crazy.
When she came out and had her first, like, hit.
Remember how long her hair was?
Her hair was really long. Yeah. And I was in the thick of parenting. Like, I had a two-year-old and I was pregnant.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, you just, like pop culture stuff just isn't, you kind of go for 5 years or so without being in the know.
Yeah.
And I guess some parents never really go back to that state of like knowing what's happening and what's going on and who's singing and who's doing this. And I did, but I don't know that I would have had I not got divorced. I don't know. I'm not sure how it happened again. Like, it sparked my interest.
It's like this. I think it's like when Taylor Swift dated John Mayer, you know, and then they broke up and she was like, we are never ever getting back together. You were like, I know this. I'm divorced.
Was that when she was dating John Mayer?
Oh yeah. Girl.
She dated John. I thought that was Katy Perry.
No, they both did.
Oh,
but there's the part where she talks about like how his record deal is like way cooler than hers or whatever. Oh. Yeah. That's a John Mayer song. And then the December song, I think, is about Taylor Lautner.
Mm-hmm.
Who, I mean,
I love that she did that at the show, Never Getting Back Together. She did mostly from 1989, but then she did like 4 or 5 songs from other. Mm-hmm. She did Mean, it was acoustic.
Oh.
And that is one of my favorite songs. I love that song. So it was a great show. I had someone on Twitter comment that they didn't take me as a Taylor T-Swift Swift fan. I was like,
a Swifter? What are they called? Swifties? What's the deal?
Swift Nation? Taylor Swift Nation.
What?
So she, and I was just like, who isn't a Taylor Swift fan?
Yeah, I think everyone is a Taylor Swift fan.
She's Which, a you know, great that's songwriter.
The
thing.
That's pretty amazing because not everyone is a Bieber, you know? It's like, you can't make that stuff up. Like, she's legit. She's the real deal. And I think, like, even people who you really wouldn't think would be a Taylor Swift fan, I mean, you know her story. Like, it's pretty impressive. She's kind of self-made, you know?
Or you're impressed by songwriting or learning how to play guitar and piano over the years.
She's
savvy.
Date whoever you want.
She makes fun of herself.
No one cur. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was great. And I'm so glad I went. I had the best night. And
I'm super jealous.
Oh my gosh, we have to touch on the bracelets. So when you got to the show, there was like an eye watch looking bracelet, masking tape to every single chair at the Excel.
What? Why?
And then so they you took them off your chair, and it's like this white band, like rubber, that beautiful soft, like silicone, and it pulsed with the song.
What?
So every single chair had one. And then like for Mean, it was, you know, like,
so was Welcome it to like New all York lit up? Like you could see the whole entire.
So there was, looked like stars. So like Welcome to New York, it was all like blue.
So here's the thing. Imagine being the person who had to do that job.
I know. And we were like, was it one or two people had to do it?
One person had a masking tape bracelet the whole entire.
I've never been to a
was
show
it
where
on Excel?
People, where there was like a present like that. So you would look down and it was like every single person in the whole place. You could see them.
Instead of seeing everyone's mobile phones, you saw everyone's bracelets.
It was so cool. And then they were like, sometimes their tears were different colors.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So then I still have mine. And then if you tap it now, it lights up different colors. The boys loved it.
What? Yep. T-Swift, way to go. I know she's listening. Shout out to Tay Tay. Okay, girl.
She's our 101st fan.
7th listener.
So I know you wanted to talk a little bit about Kim Davis. And she's back at work this week after being court ordered to prison to jail. I shouldn't say prison. For not granting a marriage license, for going against her beliefs.
And a couple things before we get to that. Did you happen to see the Twitter handle? This is related. I'm not dismissing. But and I want to look this up to make sure.
Even if you are, I want to hear it.
Sit next to Kim Davis. Did you see this at all?
Oh yes.
Okay. Oh, so the Twitter handle is at next to Kim Davis, and it it's so funny because it's that woman in like the picture. There's the infamous picture of Kim Davis, you know, spouting her.
And then it's a really scared looking
woman. Yeah, the really scared looking woman sitting next to her. So someone created a Twitter account for this, and the bio is so funny. I sit next to Kim Davis. This was supposed to just be a chill job. God damn it, Kim. And then, anyway, the tweets are hilarious. Like, you just have to read it.
Yeah.
I highly recommend.
We'll link to it in the show notes. Yes. I did start to read it the other day.
Did she have a diet Mountain Dew on her desk or something?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And so there was something she just said. Thank you all for your diet dues. Kim Davis has enjoyed about 7 of them today from her darkened pout cave. Just funny, funny, funny stuff. Love it.
Yeah, I love when people do that so much.
Oh, somebody tweeted, I wonder how work is going for next to Kim. Or I wonder how, wait. I wonder how work for next to Kim Davis is going today. And next to Kim Davis tweeted, pretty goddamn awkward. So I just think it's pretty hilarious. Yeah, it's so great. So anyway, that was one good thing to come out of Kim Davis for sure.
The Twitter handle. Another one was the meme. Like if you Google Kim Davis meme, you will find a number of things that are funny and hilarious. And one of them was let's say Fabio holding a tub of, I can't believe it's not butter. And it says, doesn't believe it's butter. Doesn't believe it's not butter. Still does his job. And then like the, you know, Scully and from X-Files, Gillian Anderson.
Yeah.
She says, doesn't believe in UFOs. Still does her fucking job. And so there's this meme now out there that is hilarious.
Well, it kind of put a bunch of them together because, you know,
not even supposed to be here today from Clerks.
Yeah.
Still does his job. Not even supposed to be
but
here
see,
today.
But see, it's kind of tricky because, yeah, like it's the law in the United States. Like same-sex couples can get married. It's not up to Kim Davis to deny that. Like Kim Davis is nothing to that. However, if you flip it a little bit and think about like still has to do their job, you know?
Yeah.
Like this meme that I sent you earlier today where it's like, you know, people were all like, oh, she had it coming. Public employees should follow the rules and obey the law. Yes, ish. But like if you flip it and think about people who have had to step outside of the system in order to affect change for the positive, you know, it's like that's not a good argument. Like the argument, it shouldn't be, we should be, you know, more like celebrating resistance to anti-LGBT stuff, not chief needs to follow the rules because, well, okay, then there's still rules that say like blowjobs are illegal. Or right. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, you've got a really good point.
Stupid. And we just have to rephrase or like what's the word I'm looking for? Restructure that. Like if it were something like being gay is wrong, we wouldn't want her to follow those rules either, you know? Like, I'm not using my words very well because I still have workout brain right now, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
I do. Like, if she were to grant a marriage license, mm-hmm. even though it was still illegal in that state, we would consider her a hero.
Yes. Yep. Exactly that. Exactly that.
Yeah. No, I totally get what you mean. And
so,
you know, I think that, you know, the memes are, all memes aside,
right,
that could be a podcast of itself. I think that what we really want to focus on here is that, you know, she had no right to.
Well, like police officers, you know, macing people, rioters or whatever, they're right. following the rules, following the law, you know, like, and that's
they inappropriate have that protection. Behavior.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like border police or like, you know, those drone pilots or whatever, like, that's not, we don't want that, you know?
Right. So well, anyway. And what really, something that really bothered me was that people kept commenting on how she looked.
Yeah, I was just going to say that too.
You know, and that was like, and it's like, oh, don't like someone, so comment how they look. Like I, you know, as growing up, like as a fat girl, like I have been the victim of that sort of, you know, over and over. It's like, well, if I did something wrong or if I was, you know, like in, you know, crossing a street or, you know, I've totally been yelled at.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it just happens sometimes. It's like, it don't, you know, it's not like one of those things that you dwell on, but. At the same time, I just kept seeing people like comment on her and even sits next to Kim Davis. And it just it's not right to attack women based on how they look or anyone based on how they look. Like
it's not
it has nothing to do with her ability to do her job.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
That it just drove me crazy to see that. Oh, look at her. And she looks like she's. Or how even like how is she married 3-4 times? I guess she's been married 3 or 4 times now, which also speaks to like, you know,
yeah,
it's
but
personal,
it is.
Right? So it's like, I don't like that, especially as someone who's divorced and, you know.
Yeah.
That
although you know,
that.
I have a little jokey joke, not about Kim Davis, but about people who, like I say, all my friends are getting married for like the 3rd and 4th time. And I take a little bit of issue with that because it's like, hold up, sister. Let's let everyone go to the buffet line one time before you come back for 3rds and 4ths, okay?
Right.
So I feel like that applies to Kim Davis, too. It's like, yo, let's let mama get some loving, okay? Like, granted, yeah. We probably don't want to have loving from the same kind of people, but
well, the same.
I respect that.
Yeah, I feel like she doesn't have...
But I'm a good catch.
As a person, like as a human person, like if she were my pal.
Oh, no.
Like sitting there in a room talking about like, well, Kim, don't you think that maybe-
I might want to take her shopping. Though, I'm just saying. Like I might be like, you know what? Let's dress to your body type.
Somebody said so anti-gay that she can't even get her hair done. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I mean.
Although I did chuckle.
Yeah. 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 It's just, you know, long sleeves and ankle skirts just aren't in. That's not, I'm not saying anything about how she looks. That's just not my fashion choice.
They're not in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trends.
I got you.
On trend. That's all.
And I like that little like collage that you sent about the progression of, so we'll link that in the show notes as well. Anything else?
I mean, I just feel like it's one thing after another in this world.
And it is one thing after another right now.
I like it. And I actually don't have TV anymore. I completely eliminated TV. I mean, I watch stuff on my
This has
devices.
Been like a thing for our show.
Yeah, so I don't even have cable anymore. Zero cable.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I just have internet only at the gym. My home gym. Because this is what I found, like that time I had when the cable didn't work.
Right.
I stopped turning on the TV and then I never got back into the habit of turning it on again.
Yeah.
And so I'll watch stuff like on Chromecast or whatever, but not
That's
like,
why I don't have a TV in my living room.
Yeah. But I mean, so like the news and stuff, I don't watch. I mean, the news is, you know, not really news period, but like I get my news, I listen to Morning Edition in the morning when I'm getting ready.
I don't know what that is.
And Minnesota Public Radio, NPR. Kathy Werzer tells me what's up every day.
Oh, okay, yep.
Phil Picardi. You know, maybe the NPR people like David Brancaccio.
Nice.
Marketplace Report. You know, I got all of it.
Have you ever done the NPR or NPR host name generator?
No.
Oh, it like generates.
What?
Like,
we have to do this right names. Now. Yeah. I need to know who I am. Pull it up. Pull it up. I need to know because would you like to hear my NPR voice?
Uh-huh.
It's 8:01. The news is next.
Wow. That's impressive.
Thank you. I was on radio for a little while. You really have to focus about how you talk when you're on the radio. Much different than the podcast. if I was doing radio voice right now, it would sound a lot like this. You're just much more conscious of how you make words and how your breathing is.
Your public radio name is Hasina Husseini Adelstein.
Oh, that is totally, that's like, there is one gal that is, why can't I think of her name? But every time, and she says her name the same way. And she always has this, the way she says her, this is a great story.
It's like it's canned.
Yeah, it's like it's spot on. Her idiosyncrasy, like the way that she says it every single time is the same. I'm going to think of it, not right now, but like 4 hours from now.
So you could say
Serena. Serena.
Thank you for tuning in to NPR. Serena, this is Hasseini Husseini
Adelstein. Something Nelson. Okay, I'm going to keep talking because I'm Googling this.
All right, now I'm doing mine.
Yeah, this is great.
All right, ready?
Nelson, NPR. This is the part of the podcast where we Google things. Yeah, I'm ready. Tell me. Oh, Soraya Sahardi Nelson.
Time to Google.
Okay, go.
Mine, okay. Thank you for listening to public radio this morning. This is Carmelita Evans King reporting.
Okay. Okay, this girl, this woman, I enjoy her immensely, but she always has her name the same. She goes, Soraya Sahardi Nelson. She always goes, Nelson.
I like it.
Every single time. I probably just said that.
I'm glad. I'm so surprised you haven't heard of that.
Nelson.
Carmelita is my new name for sure. That is the
name.
What
is it? Husseini?
Mine? Yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll look it up again. Sorry, listeners. But you should do this too and report back. Sorry, you got a different name this time. Jan Stewart Yassin.
Jan Stewart. What?
I'm gonna put.
What
it
is
the,
it again?
I'm gonna put it in the notes. Jan Stewart Yassin.
Yassin. Mm-hmm. What do you? Where do you think that comes from?
Stay
I think
tuned.
It's. I think it's Swedish, and like a East Asian, like a.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, then, I'm married into it.
And then New
I'm married
York,
into it, you know.
And then Stuart.
Oh, there's a Stuart after it?
Jan Stuart Yassin.
Oh.
Jan is Y-A-N.
Oh. See, I was thinking of it as J-A-N because that's how the Polish people say it. I dated a guy named Jan once. Jan, I don't remember his last name.
Yeah, you
but
did.
But he was...
Jan, you did.
Jan, I did. He was 16 years older than me.
Nice.
And the only thing I could think about the whole time we were dating... was him being a 16-year-old holding a newborn baby, saying to the baby, "We're gonna date someday."
Oh my god, that is so gross.
I know. That's all I could think about, like the whole time. It was very funny.
Yeah, sometimes I think about even like Kyle and I have like a 3 or 4 years difference, mm-hmm. and sometimes I think about that, and I get freaked out. Yeah. So
like, imagine
okay.
being 16 and holding a baby and being like,
"Do the dame generator?
We're gonna do this,"
and then. Party. Okay. I don't listen to any news or read any news. Mm-mm. So big events get to me through Twitter. That's about it.
Same. And Facebook.
Or a text from my mom. But Facebook is like usually like an hour or two later than Twitter on any news. You want to do tweets of the week?
Tweets of the week.
Hype girl. Mine's from Katie Cisneros, which was today. I was feeling super extra introverted today. And it was, I simply do not have the energy to make a dish and get together with a group to do a thing nearly as much as all you seem to.
That's funny.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, just was like make a thing and get together and do a stuff.
Do a thing.
Yeah. I just loved that. I just loved it. Is it the dish? Someone asked, is it the dish making?
No, it's the thing and the group and the dish, all of it. Put it all together. That's too much. I like that. I don't know her, but she seems like somebody I would like to know.
She's pretty great.
Mine is from Dan Telfer, which is at Dan Telfer. He's a stand-up comedian, and he does social media for At Midnight if you watch on Comedy Central. He's in LA. Anyway, this one just kind of made me laugh. This is what it is. The surprise at the end of the M. Night Shyamalan movie Mean Grandma movie is that it's really a Tyler Perry Mean Grandma movie. That made me laugh out loud for a couple things. One, I just love to say M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong because I don't ever know how to say it. His movies always, like, I want to love them, but I also always hate them except for The Sixth Sense. And
what about Signs?
Yeah, I mean, like, the part where he beat the alien with the baseball bat, I was like, oh, okay.
Got it.
And then Tyler Perry. Like, I think someday Tyler Perry will have... Tyler Perry presents Tyler Perry in Tyler Perry playing Tyler Perry. Like, it's just, you know.
Tyler Perry presents.
Yeah.
Presents Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Presents.
Right.
Tyler Perry.
Presents Tyler Perry and Tyler Perry. Although Tyler Perry was really good in Gone Girl, I did enjoy him. So anyway,
that was
my tweet of the week. Follow Dan Telfer; he's a good dude.
Awesome.
I think we did good today.
We did.
We talked about a lot of stuff, and you're gonna come over and help me make my house pretty. I touched your foot with my foot.
I will come over, and you did touch your foot with my foot.
What does that mean? I think it means something.
Stay tuned on that.
Foot touching.
This has been Yasin Amir.
Oh, shit.
Stewart.
Thanks for listening.
Every day.
This is Jan Stewart Yasin.
There, you got it. Nice work. Oh, Carmelita. That was it. And this has been Carmelita Evans King.
Ooh, I like how you like smoothed it in Evans King.
Right? It's been my name for 16 years.
Right, of course it has. Okay.
Thanks for joining us today. You're the best.
You are. This is Jen, and you can find me on Twitter at JenShaw or on the internet at JenShaw.com.
And this is Kate, and you can find me at Clever-Kate.com or on Twitter at CleverKate. You can find this podcast on MathIsHard.net or anywhere you listen to podcasts, including iTunes.
iTunes.
XOXO.
JK.